this thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zumbly Destroyer Show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, lambs, anteaters, buffaloes, zebus, any other mammals, flickers, sandpipers, ducks, geese, any other birds, frogs, fish, snakes, snails, or geckos. You know how the Frenchmen call snails escargot and therefore everyone's willing to eat them? We need to get the French to call geckos something similar so they'll start getting rid of geckos in the same manner. Geckargot, anyone? Anyways, are they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomel the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomel, the Zestful. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomel the Destroyer. If not, you are a loser. I say it every week. You'd think by now people would have figured it out. Go read my comic. You can catch yourselves up at my website, ZomelTheDestroyer.com. Anyways, so, technical support monkey is still on my shit list. And not just because she's a chimp, or because she yet again went to the tattoo shop and failed to get Zomo is the way, the truth, and the light tattooed across her forehead like I keep telling her to. No, there are far more serious incidents to report this week. First of all, she was late in posting my podcast last week. It did not hit the internet until late afternoon, almost evening. Which clearly means the lazy chimp bitch thought there were other things that were somehow more important than my show. And that's simply not acceptable. Also, I hear her brother is getting a couple of cats. And even though he lives out in White Rock and Iggy's probably never ever going to go to his house, Iguana is deeply offended by the news that he is getting cats. Furthermore, Ig was shocked and horrified to hear that technical support monkey doesn't see what the big deal is. And I quote, "They're kind of cute." Blasphemer. Traitor. Speaking of betrayal, technical support monkey went all the way out to Abbotsford the other day. You know, the day before she was supposed to post my podcast, which is probably why she was lazy and late posting it last Sunday, because on Saturday, she went all the way out to Abbotsford to see Jeff Dunham and his puppet show. Oh, and she took her human best friend instead of Iggy. She didn't even fetch Iggy any souvenirs. God damn it, Iguana told her a million times, "I like Achmed the Dead Terrorist, you bitch." No, did she get me an Achmed the Terrorist anything? No. And then there was the most egregious of all her sins against Iguanadom. You see, Ig was making fun of her on account of her going with her best friend instead of, what's his face? You know, the musician dude she likes. Should have gotten him to go with her to see Jeff Dunham as a date. And then she says, well, he doesn't really like Jeff Dunham. Besides, he's in Mexico this week. Well, I let her have it. Mexico? What the hell? And why didn't you take Ig with you, you selfish bitch? You never told me you liked Jeff Dunham before just now. Screw Jeff Dunham, chimpette. I'm talking about Mexico. You hate Mexico. No, Iguana hate Mexicans. That's different. Iguana hates Mexican people because they're people, and people are a blight upon and against God's great green earth. Ig also hates all them goddamn Mexican iguanas because they're idiots. Well, you just spend the whole trip complaining about being surrounded by Mexican people and Mexican iguanas. Well, that's your problem. And why didn't you take me to Mexico? And she goes, well, wait a sec, how the hell can I take you to Mexico when he's the one who went there? Because, chimp, if you followed any of the dating advice Icky's giving you, then you'd be his girlfriend and he would take you with him to Mexico and you, in turn, could take me there. Well, why do you want to go to Mexico anyways? I thought you came to Canada to take it over or something. No, retard. Iguana was trying to get to Los Angeles to take over Los Angeles. Iguana never wanted to live in Canada. Stupid humans got the drug shipment Iggy hitched a ride with all screwed up and sent me here instead of Los Angeles, which is where the cocaine was supposed to go, where I wanted to go as well. And she goes, so now you want to go back? What the fuck did you just call me? I didn't call you anything. I just said you wanted to go back home to Mexico. Egg ain't no Mexican, you bitch. Iguana's from Colombia. Okay. Sorry, Jesus. So why do you want to go to Mexico when you hate them all so much? Wouldn't you just become a Mexican iguana yourself after living there? Iguana never said it wanted to live there. Iguana said it wanted to go there to sun itself for a few weeks and then sneak into Los Angeles and live there instead. Apparently, it's really easy to get into Los Angeles from Mexico. That's why Los Angeles is full of Mexicans. Well, the chimp wasn't listening. She's like, well, whatever. He went down to visit his friends. There's nothing I can do to help you. You ever been so enraged it's like paralyzing? You just shake and envision telling ISIS where the chimp who pissed you off lives so they can fix things for you. You're just so mad. Finally, Iguana composed itself. And he said, you know, chimp, I don't think you understand your role here. You are technical support monkey. Yeah, so your job is to provide technical support. Yeah, so support meaning help. Yeah, so well, you're not being very helpful or supportive with the technical aspects of helping Iguana move to Los Angeles and take it over, now are you? You won't move to Los Angeles on your own and take Iggy with you. You won't go marry the second tallest dude in that band you like who lives in Los Angeles so Iguana can then move into his mansion and, I don't know, I'm going to kick him out, tell him he can live in the garage or something. And you also won't even help Iggy tag along to Mexico with what's-his-face so Iggy can sun himself on the beach and then move to Los Angeles afterwards. Therefore, you are not doing your job. My job is to help you post your podcast, Zomo. No, that is simply part of your job. And then she gets all uppity and goes digging in on her phone and she pulls up the original emails from when I had my ad on Craigslist looking for a technical support monkey. See, it says you just wanted me to help with your podcast, Samo. Well, Iggy ain't having it. Iggy, remember what Iggy posted. And I says to her, read the next part, chimp. But I read the next part, chimp. Well, you see, the next part said, and other duties as deemed necessary. So I maintain that she did in fact agree to help me go to Mexico as per our original agreement, because that is part of what it means by other duties as deemed necessary. My sister, listen, chimp, in light of your lack of fulfillment, Iguana's going to have to demote you. You are now technical non-support monkey. Well, she didn't seem all that bothered by it. Stupid chimp. Ugh, insolent god. Anyway, she says, well, do I still have to post your podcast? Yes, you still have to post my podcast! God, these chimps are dense. God, Iguana's so all pissed off again. Anyways, I'm going to have to go have a nap and unwind. So, That's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zomo the Destroyer, or if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, as I always say, beat them severely, demote them, and then go to my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, and grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Anyways, talk to you eggs next week. Bye.